This is the Seedbed Daily Text for Monday, August 13th, 2018. The Gospel of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Sam. Here we go. Mark 1, chapter 1, verse 1. The beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. Consider this. Welcome to a new season on the Daily Text. Because we are living in the age of the Holy Spirit, and because we are living between the day of Pentecost and the season of Advent in this particular season, I'm going to lead us in reading the Gospel of Mark with this interpretive question. What can we learn about the person, work, ways, and will of the Holy Spirit through a close examination of the life of Jesus? What can we learn about the Spirit-infused life that we are called to live by studying Jesus, whom we are called to be like? In other words, Jesus teaches us the ways of the Spirit-filled life, if we will pay attention. It's one thing to ask, what would Jesus do? It's quite another to inquire about how the Holy Spirit perfects holy love in a human person. I'm going to number my observations. Here's number one. A fun yet inferior analogy comes from the Star Wars movies. Luke Skywalker learned the ways of the Force by studying at the feet of his Jedi master, Obi-Wan Kenobi. The Holy Spirit, far from some mythical force, is the third person of the Trinity. Jesus doesn't just teach us about the Holy Spirit when he's speaking explicitly about the Spirit. No, he teaches us about the ways of the Spirit every day of his life. We will see the Spirit on display from the ordinary to the supernatural. Conversely, the Holy Spirit will teach us about Jesus through the Spirit's presence in our lives, right here, right now. Maybe this is number two. Maybe this is something of what makes the gospel the gospel. The gospel is historical, yet it transcends history. Like a window that cannot be closed, the gospel opens up an eternal vista into the mysterious verities of the Trinity. In fact, it's better than that. The Holy Spirit brings us into the inner workings of the gospel by bringing us inside the interpersonal relationships between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. Number three, John says it like this in his gospel. For he is sent by God. He speaks God's words, for God gives him the Spirit without limit. John 3:34. Though Jesus Christ first came to us prior to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, he shows us what it looks like when a human being lives in the fullness of the Spirit. Think about it. The Holy Spirit revealed not only the truth of the gospel of Jesus to Mark, but he also inspired the way this gospel was to be written down. And by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit will reveal this gospel to us in ever-deepening ways. The prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to reveal your Son to us. And thank you for sending your Son to reveal your Spirit to us. Lead us on this journey through the gospel to deep insight into the good news of the Holy Spirit through examining the life of Jesus. Reveal our possibilities. In Jesus' name, amen. The question: do you think it is possible to be filled with the Holy Spirit in the same way Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit during his life on earth? Why or why not? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.